Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a recent study that found that a recreational female skier may be more likely to suffer an ACL injury in the pre-ovulatory phase than during the luteal phase of her menstrual cycle. Anterior cruciate ligament, or ACL tears, occur more frequently in women compared with men who are equally active. While many mechanical and hormonal factors may be the reason for this, little data exists concerning female recreational skiers and their risk of ACL tears during different phases of the menstrual cycle. A better understanding of this mechanism may aid clinicians in optimizing injury prevention programs. Therefore, the authors of this study conducted a prospective cohort study to describe the distribution of ACL tears over the menstrual cycle in a large population of female recreational skiers. The authors studied 172 recreational skiers who were admitted to one of 12 medical units of alpine ski resorts. A physician evaluated the skiers within 24 hours of the injury and diagnosed them with an ACL tear. All patients completed a questionnaire designed by the research team, which assessed the details of the accident, patient's level of activity, and patient's menstrual cycle. Patients were classified into one of three groups based on their menstrual cycle: the follicular phase, ovulation, and the luteal phase. Patients were also classified as either pre-ovulatory, which consisted of the follicular and ovulatory phases, or post-ovulatory, meaning the gluteal phase. Overall, 34% of the injured athletes were in the follicular phase, while 37% and 30% were in the ovulatory and luteal phases, respectively. Women in the pre-ovulatory phase, which consisted of the follicular and ovulatory phases, suffered the majority of the ACL tears, 71% to be precise, regardless of whether they used contraceptives. The study is interesting because it suggests that a recreational female skier may be more likely to rupture her ACL in the first 14 days of a menstrual cycle. This is not surprising, since a woman experiences greater knee laxity and lower knee stiffness during ovulation compared with her follicular phase. This study supports Hewitt and colleagues' systematic review that found that women in the pre-ovulatory phase suffered more ACL injuries than women in the luteal phase. Unfortunately, the authors did not measure hormone levels and other factors that may account for the injuries. While hormonal fluctuations of the menstrual cycle may be a risk factor for ACL tears, it is important to note that these are not the only risk factors. A man can still suffer an ACL injury despite him lacking the same fluctuations of hormones as women. Regardless, the study adds evidence to the notion that hormonal fluctuation in the female body may contribute to the risk of an ACL injury. This past week, we also had two other posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. The first post introduced the Inter-Association Consensus Statement on Best Practices for Sports Medicine Management for Secondary Schools and Colleges. And the second described a study that found that a vast majority of pediatricians who care for patients with concussions follow treatment guidelines, use medications as part of their treatment plan, use neuropsychological testing, and desire additional training in the management of sports-related concussion. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a post by Kevin Miller that described the latest evidence about the etiology of exercise-associated muscle cramping. We also shared a study that found that transitioning to minimalist running shoes may be associated with increased stress in the bones of the foot. Therefore, the authors suggest that runners that are interested in transitioning to minimalist running shoes should transition slowly to avoid potential injuries like stress fractures. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.